Hello everyone, and welcome to Taki Talks Manga. Today we'll be talking about Millennium Snow, which, if you guys know about Ouran High School Host Club, it is made by the same person who created that. Actually, this book has 4 volumes, and the first 2 volumes were made before Ouran High School Host Club, and the second 2 were made 10 years later after Ouran High School Host Club was finished. Which Bisco Hattori actually talks about in the sidebars, which I very much enjoy reading the sidebars while reading the story, because you get to know a little bit about the person who's making the story themselves, which is always a fun little tidbit. So Millennium Snow is about this girl who, she's sick with, I believe it's cancer or a lung infection, and people are saying that she won't live till the next snowfall. So there's this vampire who looks similar to Kyoya in Ouran High School Host Club, and there's another character who looks kind of like Tamaki, but basically the only really thing is their facial features and how they interact sometimes, and also the color of their hair. So there's a vampire whose name is Toya, and he basically saved Chiyuki's life by basically making her his partner, but not fully, because Kyoya has a little secret. He doesn't like to drink blood. He finds it disgusting. So our main character, Chiyuki, finds a way to kind of stay alive and be with him, because she's just a kid who wants to see the snow forever. And that's kind of why the story is called Millennium Snow, which I find very interesting. Millennium Snow. To see the snow fall forever. And the story has a lot of different interesting parts. It ends on like a few years later thing at the very end, which I don't always like in stories, but Hattori only had so much that they could do, and it took a 10-year-long gap to finish it, which, that doesn't usually happen with most things, but Ouran High School Host Club was a big deal, and all you Ouran fans should read Millennium Snow. It should become an anime, I say. It would be a very short series, possibly only one season of 12 episodes, maybe 24 if we're lucky, but it could actually be a very interesting show, like Ouran was. And Bisco Hattori is a great, artist, and if you read, the first 2 volumes and then you read the second ones, you see that the art style has changed a lot in a decade, and at the beginning you see, how, Shoujo it was? I don't know the exact thing, but how, big the eyes were, and how pointy the faces were, but in, the second years, the faces become, a little more smooth and less rigid. So, we're gonna read the first volume, the first chapter, where you get to meet our first main 2 characters. There's also another masculine character in it. It's basically a girl with 3 guys. But one of the characters is actually a bat, which, he's my favorite character. I love him so much. Because he can be a bat, a young boy, and a big boy. And he's basically the familiar of Choya. I forget his actual name. Okay, so it starts with talking about Chiyuki. If it weren't for the full moon, I wouldn't have noticed. The boy in the black coat, who, that very moment, jumped from the roof. And this is Choya we're talking about. Okay. Millennium Snow. First snow. Oh yeah, and the interesting thing is each chapter is basically called first snow, second snow, etc., etc. Basically talking about, because the main thing that Chiyuki wants is to see the next snowfall and the next snowfall, because she really likes wintertime and snow and all that fun stuff. Oh, I think he fell from around here, and we see the hospital she's at, and she's out in the yard where she shouldn't actually be, but she's a kid. She wants to have fun. Ah, and she sees him lying down there, looking asleep. I knew it, you're the flying boy. And we see him kind of just falling down. But he sort of fell like a rock. Yeah, He's not the best vampire around, but he's not the worst either. Does he have superpowers or something? Maybe he's an alien. He's gorgeous. Don't touch me, you Vilefling! And also, Toya doesn't really like people. Because they're filled with blood. Something that he can smell, and it doesn't really... He doesn't really like that. You're still alive. Yeah. She asks really stupid questions, but it's really cute. She reminds me of the main character in Ouran High School Host Club, since I read this after watching Ouran High School Host Club. So a lot of things I related to that story. And she basically reminds me of Haruhi, but not Haruhi. She doesn't dress up as a boy, she doesn't act tomboyish or anything. She's actually very feminine, which we do see in Haruhi sometimes, but usually Haruhi is very masculine. But Haruhi does ask stupid questions, similar to Chiyuki. Anyway, let's continue. Looks like it, doesn't it? How stupid are you? Don't mistake me for a weak human. So, she doesn't even know what he actually is right now, but we can guess. He's not human. How rude. And with such a pretty face. Because she likes him. Love at first sight sort of thing. So, where are we? He doesn't really know. Behind Erica General Hospital. Ugh, disgusting. That's why the air reeks of blood. Because he can smell blood. He doesn't like the smell, though. Could you not bring your filthy body any nearer? He doesn't like her to be... You're contaminating me. Who? Ew. Who does this guy think he is? Pretty upty for someone lying on the ground. I'm not filthy. So stupid. What a brainless response. He's really rude at the beginning, but after a while you do get to like him because he becomes more open with Chiyuki and everything, and he does want to protect her after finding out a little more about her and everything that's going on with her. If you've gotten so much to complain about, why don't you leave? I'm just here because I was worried about you. Sigh. Another clueless reply. Don't you see? I can't move. Yeah, he's also anemic. He needs to eat a lot, since he doesn't drink blood. What's with the arrogance? Oh yeah, and here we meet this cute little bat. You can't move. Are you here? Master! Oh, Yamimaru, thanks. Yamimaru is this adorable little bat who's drawn very... very simple-like. He's very simplistic as a bat. But he is adorable, and I love him so. He's a great character, and we get to know more about him because he becomes very close with Chiyuki. They become very good friends. Oh, there you are. I've been looking all over for you. Oh, yeah, and he has a really funny accent as well. So if they did make an anime version of this, his voice would be great. Like, the sad part is, when I watch Black Butler, you know, there are some characters like Baldroy and Finny and Mayrin. Like, Baldroy is supposed to be American, but they give him a British accent. Finny is supposed to be German. But, yeah, he would have a British accent. Mayrin, I don't know about her. But Baldroy, I thought he would have an American accent when I watched the anime. He did not. I was upset. Moving on. But I say Yamimaru would have kind of like this Western accent if they did an English dub of it, but most likely if they also did a Japanese version of it, which there may be, I have no idea, I'm not entirely sure, I don't really listen to Japanese anime that much, but he would have an accent and we would be able to discern it. I don't know what I'm saying. A bat? She's not really sure about a talking bat. It's kind of confusing. I say, Master, at least see to his own health. I say, Master could at least see to his own health. But I brought you some food anyway. And he becomes like a monster. Yes! Attaboy! He was just hungry. And he eats like a pig. What a stupid reason to. Master, who's the girl? And he's looking at the cute little Chiyuki. Beats me, just a human. Okay, I'm better, let's go, Yami. And he calls him Yami, which is cute. Wait a minute, you called me filthy and human, and just what are you guys? A black bat and divinely handsome gent. You're looking at us and you still don't get it? You really are dumb, because, yeah, this ain't Twilight, you don't know. know what a vampire is, kiddo? And he acts all like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm a vampire, mother pooba. And then he just kind of flies off, kind of. It's more like he walks on air off. They say people see strange things just before they die. Oh, dear Chiyuki. And then we see a nurse. I've been looking for you. What were you thinking going out of your room in the middle of the night? Because she is very sick, and doctors kind of don't want her to just run off. I'm sorry, I just went for a walk. Because she's very sickly and stuff. What are you talking about? You're out of breath. Hang on, I'm calling a doctor. No, it's not that. Nurse Seiichi, please. Do you believe in vampires? What? See this? Would you believe me if I told you a vampire left this behind? And she's holding up Toya's shoe. She kept his shoe, which is really cute, and I really like that. I don't have a fever. I've had a weak heart ever since I was born. She may not live to see 15. That's what the doctor said when I was born. Listen, Chiyuki, your heart can give out at any time. Oh yeah, she has a bad heart. That was it. Not lung cancer. But she's a very sick girl, and anyone who is sick out there that does listen to my podcast, maybe you can relate. If you're weak and you can't really do much and you're staying in a hospital, or you don't really like hospitals, I usually try to stay healthy. I may not look like the healthiest person around, but I do try my best. But I hate hospitals. And a lot of people hate hospitals. People who have to stay and live in hospitals. You really think they like being there? No. No one likes being in a hospital. And a lot of people who write anime and manga stuff, they know about this. And they make sure that they actually put it in the characters. Like, she doesn't like being there. Nobody likes being there. In real life or in anime. Which is a good thing. They kind of correlate real life with fantasy. Okay. Day after day, I'm in and out of hospital in fear of a heart attack. The reason I managed to live to 18 is probably because of a little dream I had. Hey, girly, give me back my shoe. And Toya is asking for a shoe back. And also because, is that how you ask someone for something? And it's really cute how the whole story is. I get to meet interesting people like this. Long-term hospitalization isn't always bad. Is it okay for a vampire to walk around in the daylight? Isn't it bad for you? Don't underestimate modern-day vampires. We got over all that a long time ago. He called me stupid again, so then, how about this? And she pulls up garlic! Oh no, garlic. Evil. The devil. Man, you brat, what do you have that for? And he really doesn't like the smell of it. I found your weakness. Forget all that. Just give me my shoe. I don't want to hang around this blood-ridden place one second more. I'm going to cry from the stink. Huh? Don't vampires like blood? You said the same thing yesterday. It varies from vampire to vampire. Think about it. The second you bite someone's neck, all that lukewarm liquid rushes into your mouth. You want me to drink that, huh? It's filthy and disgusting. Just the thought of it makes me... No need to freak. It's funny. I didn't know a vampire could hate blood. Ugh, he really doesn't. Anyway, I'm taking my shoe. Later, babe. So he kind of just grabs his shoe and tries to run off. And he falls down because he is anemic. He can't stay up. So Yami comes with his bag of goodies. Again. But you know what? And he's eating like a pig. He's not such a bad guy. Is your master always like this? And poor Yami has to deal with this. Yeah, Master's health, not so good. Not getting enough blood means near curtains for the vampires, but it don't actually kill them. They can't keep their energy up. Even if Master compensates with food, he runs out in no time. I'm the only friend he's got. Yami must always guess when he hits empty and fly to his side. Truly, I spend my days in constant worry. Oh, you poor thing. And they start crying. And this is when they become like really good friends, which I'm really happy about. Hey, don't get too friendly. Because he doesn't want Yami to inter-socialize with humans. Ew. Normally, a vampire finds a human partner by the time he turns 18. When a vampire sucks his partner's blood, he bestows long life equal to his own upon that person. In return, the master always sucks his partner's blood. That's the system. They say a vampire lives from 800 to 1,000 years. A millennium. Master'll turn 18 this year. How are you gonna live all those years without a partner? 1,000 years. You're gonna live all alone for 1,000 years? It's better than hanging out with you humans. Let's go, Yami. And he basically grabs him by the ear and, hey! Wait! She says to herself, could you make me your partner? Because she's sick and she wants to live. Huh? If you suck my blood, I'll be able to live as long as you, right? I know you hate blood, but couldn't you stand it just this once? Please, don't joke around. And he basically tosses her to the side. I told you, I don't want anything to do with you. And she's kind of having a small heart attack here. You don't just throw out dumb ideas like this. I hate humans and their blood and my heart. Every time I have an attack, I am swallowed in darkness. The only thing that cuts through the pain is a deep, deep loneliness. Is that what lasts forever after death? Please don't take me yet. I haven't seen the snow yet this year. Because Chiyuki really likes the snow, and we see her in a dark, enclosed space with a robe. And are you some kind of idiot? That's Choya. She's in her bed. You should have told me you had a bad heart. I wasn't pretending. Don't pretend to be healthy, you dummy. Oh, I wasn't pretending. What if I had told you? I wouldn't have treated you so roughly. And here's Yami. Master, if you mean to apologize, do it straight. Zip it. And he's getting all embarrassed. Okay, this guy, he talks rough, but he isn't really. And he's basically squishing. And then she says, Chiyuki. And he's like, what? You say something? My name. I was born on a snow day, and my death was pronounced at the same time. And on this page, actually, we see the first sidebar, which I'm not going to read, but if you get the book yourself, make sure that it has the sidebars so you can read and know a little bit more about the art. The storyboarder and artist, Bisco Hattori, and the story itself, which they write in the sidebars. So my parents gave me this name in hopes that the next year and the year after that, for 1,000 years, I would always see the snow. If I remember correctly, Chiyuki, I believe, does mean Millennium Snow, and they actually do talk about it in the story. I'm going to stop here for now, but if you are actually interested in the story, or you really just like Bisco Hattori's work, I would suggest find Millennium Snow. You could go to Amazon and find it. You could go to your local bookstore and find it. I don't think a library might have it, but you can always check your library and ask them if they have like a large collection of manga. You can always ask them, hey, could you try finding Millennium Snow and bring it into the library? Because some libraries actually do that. I'd ask my own library, but since I have the book myself, yeah. So the story basically revolves around these two characters. And we get to see some cute artwork of them. It's basically a love story between Chiyuki and Choya, and how they form a bond. There's another guy that comes in. I forget his name, but he's a werewolf. It's not much of a spoiler. But at first he doesn't know he's a werewolf, because he's lived being human all of his life, and he keeps away from being near the moon because he lives with his grandmother, who takes care of him, and he loves her and everything, and so on and so forth. If you want to know more about Millennium Snow, you can read it yourself. It's only 4 volumes long, and at the very end, it's very sweet. It basically ends with them being together forever, if I remember correctly. Hang on. And you find out about a bunch of characters. Oh yeah, and it ends with them being together and you see them more or less grown up. And we basically see them millennium into the future, which is the very last thing that is said in here. And they're basically together, and Yami, I believe, also had a baby. Yeah. Yami has a baby with, I believe, another bat at some point. It's not really a spoiler. That's not a big spoiler. It's more of a small thing. But yeah, more characters come while you read the story. It first starts off with Chiyuki, Toya, and Yamimaru. Then the werewolf boy comes in and more characters come along afterwards. Some of them are just, like, for a little while, but some of them are also for much longer. So, if you enjoy Bisco Ettore's work, I would say read Millennium Snow. As it is, it's only 4 volumes, but it's a really heartwarming story. The first time I read it, like, I read the first 2 volumes, and I didn't know about the second 2, so when it kind of just hit, see you in the next time, I'm kind of just like, but where is it? I was kind of worried, and then when I read the second one, finding out 10 years later, like, it's not that I bought this book and then I found it 10 years later. No. I found them quite quickly because this is the English release. In Japan, it took 10 years. The first people who read the first 2 volumes of Millennium Snow, like when it first came out, they had to wait 10 years for it to be finished. Which, I'm glad I didn't have to wait that long. But to the people who actually did have to wait a decade to find out how the story ended, I feel for those people because this is a really good story. Bisco Ettore is a great writer and artist and mangaka, if I'm saying that correctly, but they are a great person and I love their artwork. I love Ouran High School Host Club. I love Millennium Snow. They're great. If you love Ouran, read the rest of Bisco Ettore's work. Look up online what else Bisco Ettore has done. After this podcast, I'm most likely going to be doing the same. So, thank you guys for listening. And remember, you can follow me on Twitter at TakiTalksManga. And also, if you found this podcast, it's at TakiTalksManga.wordpress.com. I hope to see you guys in the next episode. I'm really sorry this took a long time. I've been having some family issues, so I haven't been really thinking of doing a podcast, even though I promised I'd do one about Bisco Ettore's work. And now I'm delivering, so hope to see you guys another time, and possibly I might have a friend with me next time. If I can get them to come. I am really lonely. Okay, bye guys!